MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A woman accused in last year's bomb scare at Ruidoso High School is now facing an additional charge tied to a similar incident in Alamogordo. 43-year-old Margaret Coho was already awaiting trial for the March 2025 scare when investigators linked her to an earlier call in August 2024 involving a bank where she worked. Police say the call targeted Crisis Health Finance Department inside Southwest Heritage Bank. Coho, who is from Mescalero, made her first court appearance in the new case Monday in Alamogordo Magistrate Court. She faces a charge of making a bomb scare, a fourth-degree felony punishable by up to 18 months in prison. Each year, the New Mexico Department of Health surveys kindergarten through third grade students, and the latest data shows that BMI levels remain in the unhealthy range. The report found obesity rates among kindergartners in New Mexico rose from 17.3% to 18.6%. Obesity rates among third graders increased 24.1% to 26.7%, and boys' obesity rates were 5.4% higher than girls. Experts say that in New Mexico, poverty is a key factor, with nearly one in four children being affected. The report also points to challenges in rural areas, including limited access to healthy foods and safe places to exercise. Health officials are urging more investment in communities and want schools to keep kids active throughout the day, not just during PE or recess. Officials also recommend the 5-2-1-0 approach, 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of activity, and 0 sugary drinks. And Ruidoso property owners in areas at risk of flooding are invited to a public meeting this week on the federal buyout program. The meeting is set for 5 p.m. Wednesday at ENMU Ruidoso, where officials will share details on emergency watershed protection buyout program. The voluntary program offers funding to purchase properties threatened by future flooding and erosion. About $235 million is available, and landowners are not required to match any funds to be eligible. County officials say independent experts will appraise properties based on values before the recent fires and floods. Applications will be available at the meeting and online at LincolnReady.com. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.